In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Every family deserves to have a winner. I think it should be you. But you also have to disconnect from the belly button of average and plug yourself into the mindset of a winner, which is a winner does more than expected every single time, no matter how they feel, no matter the circumstances.
We are in control of our momentum. If you are in a terrible place right now, if your life sucks right now, and you're waiting around for things to get better, that's not what you should be doing. You need to take action, the things that are in your control. You need to execute on those in a positive manner, and that's the key to avoiding these ups and downs.
Fuck your tired body and get out there and do it anyway. You better fight yourself, because you're not only winning when things are going your way. You got to figure out how to win when things aren't going your way.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning, but winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy.
I hate to break this to you. I really do. The world doesn't care what you did. It only cares what you're doing now.
You cannot erase the work ethic part. There is no getting around. Ain't no elevator to the top. You got to take the stairs.
If you quit now, you're going to f***ing be a loser your entire life. That's it. We don't get what we always want. And to get what we always want, we have to be so much better that it's unquestionable.
You don't start things and not finish them. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're going to do it to try and be the best.
You're going to go through this pain. You're going to go through the suffering. How are you going to choose to show up?
That's why I even try and tell people that just embrace the struggle, bro, because one day it's going to be done. I look back on them times and actually somehow miss them still.
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through. Without the bad days, the story would be way more lame. There would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome?
When you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery and or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering?
When you find yourself in a really bad place in life, normally you didn't get there overnight, and you're not going to get out of it. I got myself into that situation by how I looked at things and how I handled things. So it was on me. I'm not blaming the rest of the world. And I think that's the first place you got to get.
Yes,
you got to say, what are my decisions that has got me in this mess? And so what decision am I going to make to start getting me out of this mess? It doesn't do any good to blame everybody around you for whatever situation you're in.
It's up to you. The ball's in your f***ing court. No more f***ing around. You want your life to be better? I can't help you. Lee can't help you. Joe Rogan can't help you. Ari can't help you. God can't fucking help you. Only you can fucking help you. Grab your fucking balls, get a fucking notebook, and write down what the fuck you're gonna do this year.
Go do something that's hard. Go try and accomplish something that's hard. You may win, you may lose, you may succeed, you may fail. I'll tell you what, you'll be better.
The hardest things are usually the best. If it's easy, leave it to somebody else.
Do you know that the harder thing to do and the right thing to do are usually the same thing? Nothing that has meaning is easy.
Nothing is easy, but you have a choice to make. Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes.
If you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
To get anything of value, you have to sacrifice.
Be selfish for the next 3 years. Go get yourself strong. Go put your own oxygen mask on. Put some money in the bank. Crush your company. Be selfish with your time. Be selfish with your income. Be greedy on the amount of money you want to make. I'm telling you, be greedy, be selfish. You know why? Because if you go all in, if you stop thinking, I wish I could do more, be more, go all in and make the money, get secure and put your oxygen mask on, and what you can do in 5 years from now, what you can do in 7 years from now, what you could do in 12 years from now is unbelievable.
Is there any better feeling than being locked in?
No.
14 days, 13 days, whatever the hell it is, don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're gonna be tired. I don't get tired.
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts.
The confidence comes from preparation. When I prepare, I know what I'm capable of doing. I know what I'm comfortable doing, and I know what I'm not comfortable doing. All right? And so in those moments, if it looks like I'm ice cold or not nervous, it's because I've done it thousands of times before. So what's one more time?
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired. That's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out.
If you want to give up, you can give up. This is your choice. You can do whatever you want. Your time's going to come, but you cannot give up.
Part of life is about getting hurt, about failing and getting back up and dealing with adversity and setbacks and realizing that what you thought was a short path is actually going to be the long path to success, and you're going to have to take that journey if you really want it.
You're going to have days where you don't want to do anything. You're going to have days where getting out of bed is the hardest motherfucking thing you ever did in your life. You got to get the fuck up and you got to get in the fucking fight.
The more risk you take, the luckier you get.
Take the biggest fucking risks of your entire life right now.
People need to learn to take one big risk a day. Every day, take a risk and build up that risk muscle, because risk is where success comes.
I want you to start to create this mindset of taking risks and going big.
Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday, you said tomorrow, so just do it! Some people dream of success while you're gonna wake up and work hard at it. Nothing is impossible. You should get to the point where anyone else would quit, and you're not gonna stop there. If you're tired of starting over, stop giving up.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you gotta take a chance on you.
It takes more effort to start in the beginning, and more people are right about the fact. They're like, hey, you're not going to hit it big. And guess what? A month in, you're not. They're only measuring on months. And every day that you haven't hit it, they're going to feel like they were right. But they're wrong, because they're measuring in days and you're measuring in decades.
Every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the fucking face, man. Life is going to throw all kinds of crazy shit at you, right? And you have to be ready for it, and you got to fucking deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on.
You better go out there and do it yourself. You know, don't fucking wait around and wait for someone to hand deliver something. Go make it happen. You know, the fish don't just jump in the boat. If you want to go catch him, go catch him. You know, throw that line in the water and go do some work. And if it doesn't work that day, do it again the next day.
Right now, every single one of you out there have exactly what you deserve. You might think that life is unfair. You might think is that life dealt you a bad hand, but I'm here to tell you life will give you exactly what you tolerate. And if you've been tolerating mediocrity, you've been tolerating average, you've been tolerating this victim mentality that you're carrying, then guess what? You have exactly what you deserve.
Nobody cares, you know? At the end of the day, nobody cares. What we're going through, how your body feels, nobody cares. We gotta do our job.
You have to be like all in. And if you're not all in, you're gonna get beat up in front of loads of people. That's just the way it goes.
Life is tough sometimes, and it's not fair. And it doesn't care sometimes.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
But you're going to hold true to what you believe, and you're going to hold true to who you are, and you're going to be that person whether it's easier or it's not.
What I've learned is to always keep going. Always. You know, I've come to find out is that, you know, no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends.
And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready.
Impossible is nothing to somebody that tries. Everything that someone said was impossible has happened.
A fight is not a fight until there's resistance, until there's something to overcome. Otherwise, it's just an athletic venture. It's an exhibition. You're not in a fight until there's pressure, resistance, overcoming something.
I want to be like all in. If it doesn't work, but at least I can look back and be like, you tried your best. And that's all that anybody can ever ask, is that you tried your best. I want to tick every single box so that in 5 years or 10 years, I can look back and go, look, you tried your best.
Yeah.
And that's all I can do.
Nothing is easy. Like, running is running. It sucks, but you have a choice to make. Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes. But when you put that practice in every day, you lace them up, pretty soon you win. Pretty soon you'll f***ing win.
I think success in fighting in life is about desire and the will. How bad do you want it? Is it worth dying for? That's the true greatness, is the willingness to die. So is this thing worth greatness?
99% of people in the world are convinced that they're incapable of achieving great things, so they aim for the mediocre. If you are insecure, guess what? The rest of the world is too. Do not overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. You are better than you think.
When I seen that Bentley at the boxing gym, and I seen that diamond Rolex, I said, I want that. And I knew what it took. So I know when my opponent is asleep, I'm out there 4 or 5 in the morning, chopping trees, working, to this day. Because I can retire today. I'm well off, very comfortable. But I got the will to win. I knew I wanted to be champion. And is the dream over? Absolutely not.
It is so easy to beat people today. They are so soft. They have no work ethic. No one can stick with anything. Everyone's distracted. They're on social media. They're counting their f***ing notifications because they can't stick with shit. They can't say no.
The world belongs to optimists because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will.
You gotta work. Your time is gonna happen. You're here for a reason, but you gotta be ready, because if you're not, it's on you.
Every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through, and it's the lonely chapter.
Just keep stacking days.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep stacking days. As long as you keep stacking days, I promise you, you will see the change. But my coach used to always say, everything that you want is on the other side of hard.
Because as long as you have breath in your lungs, as long as your heart is beating, as long as you have consciousness in your mind, you can go and rewrite the story of how your life ends and how your life continues from this day forward, the legacy that you live.
But we have to start taking responsibility for ourselves.
Take ownership. Take extreme ownership.
We have to stop putting it off and making excuses for why we aren't where we want to be.
Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing.
If you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself.
Take ownership of your mistakes, take ownership of your shortfalls, take ownership of your problems, and then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved.
It's all on you. And as long as you get that, the rest of your life get better.
You're not living the best life that you want to live. You're not the person you want to be. And I bet you're not even taking steps to become that person. Are you?
Taking full accountability of your life with all of the deficiencies that you have may be the most painful thing that you do when you look at yourself in the mirror and say, this is my fault.
But we have to start taking responsibility for ourselves.
Nothing's ever going to be given to you. Everything's going to be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results.
You don't have to have a belt to be a champion in my eyes. To get something, you have to sacrifice something. And what I did, I put everything aside, my whole life.
The people who are obsessed are the ones who change the world, at least change their world. He said, you know the difference between champions and everyone else? And I was like, what? And he said, everyone always looks at them and says, what do champions have that I don't have? He said, it's what do champions not have that I have? It's what do they lack? And it's an off button. They just don't stop. Everything in their life is geared towards one goal, and they approach everything in their life that way.
There are two types of champions for me. Like, there are champions who prepare themselves to win, and there are the other ones who prepare themselves to dominate.
Athletes who turn up to compete, they put a bit more effort in. They try. They try to be the best amongst their group. Then there's the athletes who train to win. They train every day, every session, so they win on match night. And then there are just those very few players who train to dominate. They train so hard that winning is inevitable.
I truly believe that if you work hard enough at something, I don't care what it is, that you can really become an expert. You can become great.
But it doesn't just happen overnight. You have to be rubbish. And you have to have people laugh at you. And you have to have people go, oh, come on, get a real job. No, yeah, this isn't really going to work. You have to. And you just have to have belief that eventually it is going to get better.
If you're in a bad position, you feel like you can't win, stay strong, stand up, keep your chin up, and walk. Don't panic. Never panic.
You learn nothing from success. Nothing. You learn everything from the failures. And this is the thing that annoys me about the state that the world is in at the moment, is no one talks about failure anymore. Whereas with success, everyone shouts about it. But there's nothing in success. Success happens from failing hundreds of times.
I didn't teach myself victory first. I taught myself failure. I taught myself how to fail. And people are like, that's so depressing, is it? When you're 300 pounds and you can't read and write and you're f***ed up, you know how many times you're gonna fail on that process? So if you don't know how to fail, there is no victory.
Every day that you don't do work, you're going backwards. And it definitely will hurt you, and it'll show up.
You can be the most talented, the smartest, the best educated person with the most valuable contacts and all the advantages in life, but if you are not focused, it doesn't do you any good at all.
You have no fucking idea how great you really are, because you are using such minimal of what you have.
If you do not have clear, specific goals for your life, you are doomed forever to work for people who do.
One of the strongest mental frames that has gotten me through my hardest times is thinking this will be the story that I will one day tell.
Adversity is a privilege. You hear people talk about that all the time. You get adversity, if you build yourself back, it's only going to make you stronger, even if it doesn't work out. But a lot of times it does, if you really pursue it. And look what can happen.
If they don't have what you want, don't listen to what they say. There's no greater waste of time than justifying your actions to people who have a life you don't want.
Oh, you got to set realistic goals and take small little actions. And you know, they don't understand it because they've never built anything of any sizable nature. If you want to be excellent and you want to build something huge and you want to have a big life and you want to make a lot of money, you better set some big goals and follow it up with some big actions.
Come try new Skyline Dip Cholitos at your neighborhood Skyline today. A warm, soft tortilla filled with their amazing chili and cheese with an extra layer of cream cheese and crunchy Fritos corn chips. At participating Skyline restaurants for a limited time.